Let us gain more understanding in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. It read thus: There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. As you have a choice and a right over your choice to say yes or no to your destiny, John had a choice and had a right over his choice. Suppose John decided to use his right over the choice given to him to say no to the will of God, and decided to chart his own course of destiny apart from God. Imagine what the effect of his decision would be on mankind. John used his right over his choice in the world to say yes to the will of God, and the impact of his decision is still being felt positively till today. This is usually the result of those who choose to fulfill their destinies in the plan of God. Are you thinking along this line? I need to know my destiny. You can know it by prayer. Pray. God tells us our destinies through our Lord Jesus Christ or by the Holy Spirit. Can I get it through other source? The ways of God are limitless, but you have to confirm it by praying using the name of Jesus. It is very necessary for one to learn to know the voice of God, because God always communicates with us. You have to walk in this direction and continue to pray for spirit of discernment. The more you prepare to know and understand the voice of God, the more you will be blessed by it. Fill yourself with the word of God. As you are filled with his word, you can never mistake his voice for any strange voice. The Lord says in John chapter 10, verse 1 to 5, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Just as sheep will not follow who is not their shepherd, you cannot mistake any strange voice as that of God. Fill yourself with the word of God, the Bible. This is the only way that can help you not to take any strange voice as the voice of God. These are some of the hindrances preventing us from knowing our divine destinies. 1. When we distance ourselves from God, that is, moving in opposite direction from God. 2. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, give us 1 point. Idols in our hearts. 3. Disobedience. Living a habitual disobedient life to God. 4. Hatred. 5. Pride. 6. Following or trusting other spirits instead of God's spirit. 7. Ignorance of the knowledge of God in Christ. 8. Collaborating with strange powers, etc. Way out of the obstacle just mentioned. A broken and a contrite heart, genuine repentance will solve and clear all the hindrances we just mentioned. God does not want to see us dead for any wrong reason, according to his word in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. All glory and honor to God for the life he gives in Christ. Our Lord came to save us so that we can be able to fulfill the will of our Heavenly Father. I would like to share these scriptures with you, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings. The scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the same manner you work in your salvation, you have to walk in your destiny with all seriousness, with fear and reverence of God. Knowing your destiny is a good step. Another thing is walking with God in your destiny as you are progressing in life. Being in your destiny is one of the most joyful experiences you can have. That is, walking with God and God walking through you to do great things in the world. Do not forget, Holy Spirit will be leading you. Holy Spirit will be your boss. When Holy Spirit reveals some things to you and asks you to do it, do not despise this. No matter how far or alien the job or task may be to you, try and do it. As you walk with God in your destiny, the Lord will at regular time be guiding you as to what to do. Please follow Holy Spirit. When there is no instruction, be totally devoted to the study of the Word of God. A word of advice here. The Word of God, your Bible, is your manual, key, and everything to fulfill your destiny. Forget about the past and live the Word. You have to realize that God is very much interested in the minute detail of your life, your appearance, social life, even your domestic issues. Always bear in mind that God loves you. His Spirit abides in you and knows your thoughts. God wants you to keep your thoughts pure so that he can have regular communion with you. I say to you, brethren, keep your vessel clean, for you are a vessel of honor unto God. Irrespective of your age, everybody is useful in the plan of God. At the point you give your life to Christ, the next prayer of faith is to ask the Lord, what is his plan for you? Your loving Father that saved you and sees your heart will in return direct you as to the plan he has for you in your destiny. You have to be open to Holy Spirit. Open your heart to him. The wicked one will always remind you of your past. Do not listen. Bible says you are a new creation. Move with this new reality. Since Jesus does not condemn you, you are not condemned. You are a blessing to God and to man. Hold on to this. Jesus loves you. See Jesus in his word. Do not look at the distraction of the world. I am assuring you, Jesus is a faithful God. If God says your area is intolerant, please, no matter what you are doing, even if it has no relationship with this, quickly move toward tailoring. And Holy Spirit will continue to direct you in your new path. Do not look down on any area given to you or view it too low or too high to function. By faith, go toward the direction God wants. Do not listen to any lying spirit that wants to distract you. When God tells you your destiny, don't say no. I have a different plan. Suppose God says it is in education. Do not mind if you have never done anything in this area. Take a step of faith toward education. These are some of the things one may experience when in your destiny. Laziness. 2. Procrastination. 3. Unbelief. Doubt. 4. Heaviness to act or move in the direction of Spirit of God. 5. Lack of progress. That is, everything seems not to move. Are you wondering that all the five experiences mentioned seem similar to what we experience every day? Yes. The deceptions of the adversary through the ages never change. This is why the Bible says we should resist him. How to overcome all this? Be a man or woman of prayer. I have to tell you that prayer is the proper venue to solve these challenges. Grumbling and murmuring can never help you. Let me lead you some more in this aspect. Pray for your prayer life when you don't feel like praying. Anytime you are experiencing difficulty in praying, start to pray to God about your prayer life. Your prayer altar will be ignited by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You will from here experience a good flow of communication with your Heavenly Father, praising and making supplication to God according to your heart's desire. We all want prosperity, isn't it? Ask God to show you the area in your destiny. I will not be surprised if what God tells you staggers you a bit. Brethren, go ahead and start doing what God asks you to do. God can never fail you. You can pray in this way. Father, guide me into what I will do to prosper in my destiny in the name of Jesus. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord will open your understanding to this fact, that what you are asking for is an added advantage if you can go for the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. Many of us feel God has been directing us to do something for Him. Yes, it is true. Often our Lord must have been directing us to which way to follow, but for one reason or the other, due to earthly distractions, we may have decided to please ourselves, leaving the divine path. You should ask yourself, how long have I been resisting the Holy Spirit? The truth of the matter is God. He will not change His plan until we come back and do the job He allotted to us in Christ. Holy Spirit is a complete gentleman. He will keep off until we repent and ready to follow Jesus in the way God wants, not in our own ways. Your level of obedience to God's word and Holy Spirit determines whether one is ready to fulfill his divine destiny or not. You should not be ignorant of the fact that it is possible to know the letter and not the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Please, I say, brethren, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Brethren, I say, after your salvation, your next step is your destiny. I pray none of us will be replaced in the plan of God in Jesus' name. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. Destiny of mankind was created to be executed in the love, power and wisdom of Christ Jesus. This is the reason you have to give your life to Jesus if you have not done so before. For some of us who have not given our life to Jesus, please do it now. As you do so, you are blessed in Jesus' name.